very significant moment, actually, on the programme yesterday concerning Sinn Féin. How many times has this programme spoken to you about welfare reform and how it's going to affect your lives? Many, many times. And a question that you've got to ask yourself this morning is how much are the political parties in Northern Ireland across their brief on this issue, which will absolutely affect your life? No matter what side of the argument you're on, it will affect your life. There will be cuts one way or the other. And what happened yesterday on the news agenda was that we found out that lots of the smaller groups, the smaller functions in Northern Ireland, festivals and arts functions, are under threat of being closed down because the funding simply isn't there. And it's Sinn Féin's position that those smaller groups could be protected by taking away money from the bigger groups. Now, how much have Sinn Féin thought that through? How much analysis is there? How much dedication have they done to their research so that they're protecting you, their voters, in your area? Well, the Sinn Féin representative, Phil Flanagan, here's his understanding and deep analysis of the situation as he explained yesterday. We've put together a little montage of his understanding of the money and statistics.
The fund for these events could have been shouldered much easier across a larger event.
So where would you have taken the money from? Who would you have taken it off? Specifics.
Well, we're talking here about over £1 million. I'm not going to get into the specifics, Stephen.
But why not?
Well, I'm not going to tell you which specific event.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not? Which larger events would you have taken the money from?
Well, if you take it from all of them, Stephen.
Spell them out to me. Which ones are they?
I don't have the list in front of me. Money!
Well, do you know what any of them are?
Any of what?
Any of the larger events.
Well, there's a range of events that happen.
Name one of them.
Across the north.
So which larger events ahead of us over the next year would you take the money from?
Well, money! Stephen, it's my understanding that there's about 60 of them. You know,
so name one of them.
Well, I'm aware that there's a cycle in Fermanagh. No, that's under the National Events Fund.
Right, so that's not relevant. So name one of them that you would take the money from.
Well, I haven't got the list of events that's been funded for this year, Stephen.
Right. Money! And your party is actually tasked with representing and guarding people's economic future in this country. Your party has thought this through so much that here you are on the radio this morning. You can't name any of the events. You've no idea about the specifics. You've no idea how much money you would take from each of them. You don't even know where they are, what they are, how you spell them, what the name of the events are. And yet we're trusting you with our economic future, are we?
Well, I don't have the list of next year's events in front of me, Stephen.
If you do not know what the events are, how do you therefore know that you could take money away from them?
Well, it's events like the newly established golf competition that took place in Galgorm.
Just tell me the name of the golf event again that you'd take the money from.
Pardon?
Money! Which golf event would you take the money from?
I don't specifically know what they've called the golf competition, to be honest with you. It was the Open something or other.
Money! So it's the Open something or other that they would take the money from. And you're paying for them to be across their brief. You're paying in terms of your taxes for Sinn Féin to have an absolute intelligent, thought through position on your functions and your facilities around Northern Ireland. So if you are one of those groups, how do you feel about that this morning? If you want to pick up the phone, 08459 555 678. And then there's a choice to be made in Northern Ireland, isn't there? The DUP is saying that we've essentially got to now accept the welfare reform deal that is on the table. And yes, that will mean cuts in some benefits, but it's the best case scenario that we're going to have. And Sinn Féin are saying, No, they're refusing to implement welfare cuts, and indeed, £750 million. That's how much it will cost if we accept welfare cuts. And any time I ask Sinn Féin, where have you got that £750 million figure from, they quote NICFA. And they describe NICFA as a credible charity and a really credible report. The only problem is, NICFA says the £750 million figure is not true. They say the £750 million figure includes £500 million, which has already been taken out. It's already happened. So if anybody from Sinn Féin, as some of them have done, tell you, the public, that it is going to cost in the future £750 million if we implement welfare cuts, it is not true. So why have Sinn Féin been disseminating this information to the general public? Why have they been doing that? You know, I'm looking through all different Sinn Féin representatives here. Here's Pat Doherty, the Sinn Féin MP, 10th of September 2014. He said to the Derry Journal, a report commissioned by the Council for Voluntary Action, guess who? NICFA, spell out the stark consequences of these Tory cuts, with £750 million a year being taken out of the North's domestic economy, with the most deprived districts suffering the greatest losses. Remember, £500 million of it is already gone. He doesn't say that. There's Mickey Brady, the Sinn Féin MLA. £750 million a year will be lost to the six-county economy. No, it won't, because £500 million of it, Mr. Brady, is already taken out. Why, Sinn Féin, are you pushing this line if it is not true? Here's a tweet from Derry Sinn Féin, October the 2nd. £750 million a year will be lost to the six-county economy, with devastating consequences for small and medium enterprises and supplier. Stop the Tory cuts. Only problem is, NICFA say it's not true. And then, of course, it's outdated. £500 million of it has already happened. And then, of course, we had Mr. Flanagan's analysis of the £750 million figure. He relies on the credible report from NICFA, who on the same programme yesterday completely disputed Sinn Féin's analysis. Here's Mr. Flanagan again. But the £87 million that we're losing because of not implementing welfare reform, which will go up to a couple of £100 million when you add all the figures up over the next year or two, what is the alternative figure for not implementing welfare reform?
Well, the figure of implementing welfare cuts is to remove £750 million from the worst of people in our society.
Where do you get that figure from?
We get it from a NICFA report that was carried out by a university in Sheffield, and it's a highly credible report. Well, it's not a figure that we have produced. It's a figure that's been produced by academics for NICFA, which is a charity here. It's not a Sinn Féin figure.
Right. So the NICFA chief executive, Seamus McAlevey, with us this morning. Of that £750 million, how much of that is money representing changes that have already been taken out?
Now, about £500 million. Pounds.
What? So of the £750 million that Sinn Féin are publicly saying that's being taken out because of welfare reform, £500 million of it has already been taken out anyway, already taken out, changes that have already happened.
The report's over a year old.
The £500 million out of the £750 million.
Yes.
Am I correct in saying that those are changes that have already happened?
You're correct.
Right. So when... They're nothing to do with the Storm and Steelmill?
Not now. No, absolutely.
So when Phil Flanagan from Sinn Féin is saying today to the public of Northern Ireland, welfare reform, Steelmill is taking out £750 million. That's not true, is it?
But what we are now arguing about is probably less than £200 million.
Right. So he's quoting your report. Sinn Féin are quoting your report to give their position credibility, repeatedly quoting your report, and actually they're quoting a £750 million figure, and you, the man behind the report, you commissioned the report, you're saying actually it's £200 million.
All I'm saying is the situation has certainly changed. I mean,
so has nobody knocked Sinn Féin's door and told them?
£750 million overall, but it's been already, as I say, significant amounts have been taken out.
So why are they telling people that welfare reform stalemate is costing Northern Ireland £750 million? Let's hear Flanagan again.
The figure of implementing welfare cuts is to remove £750 million from the worst of people in our society.
Where do you get that figure from?
We get it from an ICFA report that was carried out by a university in Sheffield, and it's a highly credible report.
It is no longer valid today because...
So why is he saying it today?
Well, ask Phil Flanagan. I mean, people tend to go for the big numbers, and sometimes, as I say, they're not looking right down into the full report and they're not seeing and understanding exactly what it all means.
We get it from an ICFA report that was carried out by a university in Sheffield, and it's a highly credible report. Money!